This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the Toronto Sun, Danette Wilford, with the byline. Headline reads, Hellman's offers to save Spanish cafe after alleged arson over mayonnaise.
Wait, this was in Canada?
The Toronto Sun reported it happened in Spain.
Oh, my God.
A cafe owner in Spain is getting its business back on track. Thank you to Hellman's Mayonnaise. After a disgruntled mayonnaise-demanding customer allegedly started a fire. Cafeteria La Postas in Seville.
Oh, she got the...
You like that? Took to Instagram to share their news. This afternoon, we suffered an attack in which a customer who was coming to our cafe asked us for a couple of packets of mayonnaise. They told him they didn't have any. So he quietly left. That was not the end. He stopped at a gas station right down the road, filled up a gas can, came back to the cafe, demanded mayonnaise. When told, no mayonnaise, no ketchup, he doused the counter and set it ablaze. That seems a little extreme.
I need to know more about this man's totally bad day.
Right?
Because I don't know I need to know what happens. Like this needs to be followed up on because you ask for condiments. They say no.
We don't have
them. You say, oh, well, thank you very much. I'll have a wonderful day. You press the door, the little bell dings, and you go on with your day. You're like reading your book or listening to the music. And then he comes back and asks again, and you're like, still don't have them.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, there must be punishment then. And look, I'm not saying every other country in the world is brand spanking amazing, but this does not feel like a Spain story. This feels like a Florida story.
Yeah, it really does. No, this happens all over the world, Greg.
It happened in Florida, Spain.
Yeah, this is, I don't know if that's comforting or not, that it's not just happening here.
No.
Hellman's Mayonnaise, after hearing about the story posted on social media, Cafeteria La Postas, we're sorry we weren't there. From now on, count on us, says Hellman's. Let us take care of the repairs, and we will make sure your sandwiches never run out of mayonnaise again. The alleged arsonist suffered burns. No one else was hurt. He was restrained by bystanders and arrested.
Yeah.
He was ordered into custody without bail. I'm pretty sure in jail, they don't have mayonnaise either. I'm speculating.
They don't have Hellman's. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
They have like, you know, just
it's a miracle
a packet. A package that says mayonnaise and it's got one S and you're like, oh, disgusting. I won't lie, you know, and I want to know more about this guy. I feel like if your day goes so poorly or your life is not going well that this is your reaction to lack of mayonnaise, then...
You think it's deeper than that?
Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but I feel like, you know, I hate to see his reaction to a massive inconvenience. Like, sorry, sir, we ran out of bread.
No, don't even tell him that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to know more.
Well, we'll see if we can find a follow-up. That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.